USA News, I'm Corey Myers. New York's Democratic Attorney General ready to seize some of Donald Trump's properties in New York if he doesn't come up with a large amount of bond money by Monday. USA's Laura Winters reports.
New York Attorney General Letitia James taking the first step toward seizing some of Donald Trump's assets if he can't meet Monday's deadline to post his $464 million bond in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment. James filing documents to lay the groundwork to take over Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County, New York.
The latest draft resolution from the United Nations Security Council calls for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas. The U.S. negotiated the language of the proposed resolution, which at first draft contained a clause that along with the ceasefire, Hamas would release hostages. The second draft, however, did not contain that stipulation. The U.S. is hoping the Security Council votes on it today. An Alabama woman who lied about her kidnapping has been ordered to pay nearly $18,000 in restitution and sentenced to probation. Carly Russell was charged with two misdemeanors for making false statements to police in July. She told police that she had been kidnapped after going missing for 2 days, then eventually admitted to police through her attorney that there was no kidnapping and she made the whole thing up. Her disappearance set off a nationwide search involving local and federal law enforcement. She pled not guilty in October to false reporting to law enforcement authorities and falsely reporting an incident. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has signed off on legislation that will protect songwriters, performers, and other music industry professionals against the potential dangers of artificial intelligence. This makes Tennessee the first state in the U.S. to enact such measures. Supporters say the goal is to ensure that AI tools cannot replicate an artist's voice without their consent. The bill goes into effect July 1st. Well, this busted a lot of brackets. 14 seed Oakland took down 3rd seed Kentucky in the NCAA tournament. The Wildcats haven't been able to get past the tourney's first weekend since 2019. The final score for the Golden Grizzlies over the Wildcats, 80-76. Thanks to Trey Townsend, who put Oakland up 4 with a final free throw. United Airlines now letting people share miles. United announcing that if you don't have enough points for that free flight, but a friend or family member does, they can share their points with you. The person with all the points must be over 18, can set up an account with the Mileage Plus program, and add up to 4 other people of any age. Everyone, though, must have their own United Frequent Flyer account. JetBlue, Spirit, and Frontier Airlines already offer pooling, with the rules varying a bit from one airline to another. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.